98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The question comes up often, when will the Main Street Bridge in Oshkosh reopen? The city of Oshkosh answered that question on social media this week with a drone video and update. The post said the concrete bridge deck has been resurfaced and the steel movable span repainted. The crews still need to replace the open grid deck, the hydraulic machinery, and part of the electrical control system. The Post said work is on schedule, and they expect work to be complete by April 17th, just in time for the water navigation season. DoorDashers beware. A Northeast Wisconsin Sheriff's Department says they've received several reports of attempted fraud involving scammers posing as DoorDash support. DoorDash drivers will get a call from someone claiming to be with DoorDash support, asking them to verify login credentials, direct deposit info, and other sensitive details. The Door County Sheriff's Department says they advise dashers never to provide login credentials or banking information over the phone. Contact DoorDash directly through the official app when in doubt. The Battle on Bago is still happening this weekend, but pared back a little bit. The warmer temperatures have led to deteriorating ice conditions, so out of safety concerns, the Battle on Bago board canceled the ice fishing tournament. Tonight, you can still participate in one of the largest Friday fish fries in the area and hear the glam band perform at Menominee Park in Oshkosh in a heated tent. And Saturday features music and raffles that will be drawn sometime between 4 and 6 p.m. Already purchased fishing tickets can be exchanged for raffle tickets or can be refunded. Visit battleonbago.org for more information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A new deal for Murphy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have signed manager Pat Murphy to a new three-year contract extension after leading the team to the playoffs the past two seasons. The Brewers host the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 in their first Cactus League action. Murphy asked what positions are open competitions.
I mean, I'd like to say everywhere, but we've got some guys that have the right it factor, you know, that what we have to do is keep them hungry.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's hockey team beat Canada 2-1 to win the gold medal. Former Badgers Hillary Knight scored late in the third period to send the game into overtime.
We came out a little slow in the first, started to pick up momentum in the second. The third, when you have a one-goal deficit against Canada, great team, you have to find the back of the net. You can also run out of time against a great team. So fortunate that we have an amazing squad to be able to get the job done.
NBA, the Bucks back in action tonight against the Pelicans in New Orleans with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rain will continue this morning with a little snow mix again later this afternoon. It won't be a lot, but there could be some slushy minor accumulation here by the time we get to the late afternoon. Our temperature today hovering in the mid-30s. More light snow tonight, 25 tomorrow. More light snow with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.